This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Anyone who's ever flown a drone can tell you it's not the easiest thing to do. Now imagine if the only way you could control that drone is with your brain. That's the challenge 16 University of South Florida students faced recently at the school's first ever brain drone race.
Ready, set, go!
Now before I tell you about the competition, let's talk about how the brain drones actually work. Pilots put on an electronic headband. It looks almost like three quarters of a plastic crown with small sensors that lightly make contact with seven points around the forehead, ears, and back of the skull. The headband is actually a BCI, a brain-computer interface that creates a pathway for signals between the pilot's brain, the drone, and the computer program running in front of the pilot. Jason Nguyen, a senior engineering major, walked me through the flight process after the competition. He says there are only two commands I have to learn, neutral and push. Neutral, I found, was pretty easy to master.
You're just going to try to keep your mind blank?
I thought of, well, nothing while looking at a computer that captured the brain signal. Then Jason had me stare at the image of a block on the screen and think of physically moving it by kicking it, dragging it, any physical motion. Again, the program captured that brain signal. Once that was done, it was time to fly. Nguyen had me stare at the block and not the drone. That loud, incessant buzz is the propellers of the drone furiously spinning to lift off and then not move. Yes, the drone just hovered in front of us no matter how hard I tried to will the darn thing into motion. We'll come back to my story in a moment. Let's talk about the races. More than 300 people packed a noisy USF gymnasium on a recent Saturday morning to watch students from eight countries, including the US, India, Japan, and Brazil, compete. The students battled in one-on-one drag races, trying to get their drone about halfway across a basketball court before their opponent. Senior computer engineering major Emily Cardella got off to a slow start, but managed to overcome all the clamor to win her first round match.
When I first started my race, my drone was just hovering. It wasn't really moving forward. And that's because I was mostly distracted by all the outside noise. But once I got myself in the zone, I was able to push it forward. So yeah, a lot of concentration is involved.
But the winner of the entire competition ended up being computer science and engineering graduate student Khaled Elshadi of Kuwait. He shared some comic book inspired flight tips.
I guess kind of like Professor Xavier from X-Men, squint your eyes, bite on your teeth, focus as much as you can. And that's what works for me the most, to be honest.
Elshadi won a trophy, a drone, and the right to represent USF in the developing Brain Drone Racing League. But there's more that this brain computer interface can do. Marvin Andujar, who created the first brain drone race at the University of Florida, is now a USF assistant professor of computer science and engineering. He says, just think of what a physically disabled person could do with this technology.
Say somebody's in a wheelchair and wearing a brain device, you can think of opening and closing the door and it will be easier for them to do things around the house.
Now back to my experience. Jason Nguyen had me once again think of the neutral and forward commands to capture the signals. Also, and I want this noted, we changed the batteries on the drone. This time, liftoff and flight. The drone zipped across the 15 feet or so towards another student who caught it.
So it may have been the battery the first time and
not
my brain.
Probably definitely the battery the first time.
Probably definitely the battery. Just what I wanted to hear. We have photos and a short video from the competition on our webpage, WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.